Hare Krishna.
Welcome to this Kartik inspiration. Once Krishna explained the four ways in which transcendental love for him can arise. He said, by hearing about me, by seeing my deity form, by meditating on me and faithfully chanting my glories, in this way transcendental love arises in the heart. And he said something quite intriguing. It's not by being close to me love will necessarily arise. So you can be at home. Sometimes people ask me, how can they meditate about Vrindavan Dham by staying at home? And here is a very nice way to do so, given by the saintly person Prabodhananda Sarasvati Thakur, who did live actually in Vrindavan on the banks of the Yamuna and sometimes in a forest called Kamyavan. He said, first, withdraw your vision from the outside world, the network of illusions. This is what you can do if, as you listen to this. Just collect your thoughts, your mind, take them back from wherever you have invested them in the outside world. Place your attention into the heart and breathe. Then try to envision the lightness and the light that resides there. And then he says, after bringing us to some light, the divine abode of Vrindavan defeats the effulgence of millions of suns, moons and fires. It is full with trees and creepers, filled with fruits and flowers that shower spiritual happiness. The birds, like the cuckoos, sing sweet songs on the fifth note. This note is known for loving songs. And everywhere one hears the sound of Krishna's enchanting flute that satisfies the ears of its inhabitants. The peacocks make sweet sounds. Their beautiful mountain groves, rivers and lakes full of nectar. Yes, coming close to Krishna is not so difficult if you can bring your mind close to Krishna. Let us not forget, you are always interacting with your mind. While you think you are interacting with reality, you are actually interacting with the images, the interpretations, the narrations or stories which the mind makes of what you see. So let us purify the mind by thinking of Vrindavan as a transcendental light-filled place full of trees and creepers, fruits and flowers, with birds that make a good concert and dancing peacocks, and there in there is Radha and Krishna. Krishna putting his right foot over his left and intoning ever so sweet melodies on his flute.